I think, like you said in your introduction, Lee, what strikes me about the recommendations coming out of the report is that they don't reflect the discussions that politicians have about cancer services in Wales, and I suspect that's reasons why this doesn't happen. If you look at delays, we talk constantly in the chamber about delays to appointments, but not on the day, but actually overall. And I think the reason why perhaps some of these things aren't happening is because the political discourse was puts pressure on the minister, and the minister responds to that by putting pressure on those that deliver the services. We're actually missing the point. And that's why this work is so valuable, because we're actually hearing what is important. Now, it's not beyond the wit of us, I think, to design a system now. I certainly get it from my dentist, for instance, a reminder that, you know, my appointment is coming up. Make sure I don't miss it. And there is nothing more frustrating to be sat in a waiting room and not knowing what is happening at the time. And empowering people with information, you might not like the fact that you have to wait an hour and a half, but at least if you know that's what's happening, you can respond accordingly. So I think, you know, this is a wake-up call to us to start talking about the things that really matter to patients rather than what we think that matters. And I'm certain, you know, with new technology, we can certainly make it easier for people on the day to have an understanding of what is going on. And I think the point that Ruth made that struck me the most is that, and I've had experience of this in my own family, nursed my father through cancer quite recently, was, and I remember saying to a clinician, look, I know you do this every day, but we're only going to do this once. And if you could just bear that in mind, I would be really grateful. And I think, you know, this report also is a wake-up call for clinicians to look at what they're doing. In terms of information sharing across the board, again, it's frustrating. Ellen and I have been here since the beginning, and we've talked about individual patient records and systems that talk to each other and one IT system. And I still don't quite understand why it is the government can't mandate a single IT system that allows people to talk. But when these problems do come up, they can be addressed. So, for instance, in my own out-of-hours service, everybody is logged now. So if you have a cancer diagnosis, it is logged with the out-of-hours service locally so that when you ring, it is immediately flagged that you are a cancer patient and you're receiving treatment. They don't have access to the full record, but I think, you know, we really have to get to the stage now where we are mandating systems to work together, but also being very mindful of the fact that, again, individual patients should have a right to say which professionals they want to see their records and what level of information they want to be shared. Because it's not just health, of course, it's social care as well, where we need to share this information across, because people are often receiving assistance and support, not just from the health service, but from social services as well. But patients should be empowered to choose who gets to see their information, because that can be very sensitive as well.